AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Pope Francis will soon be back at the Vatican after a 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States. The Pope's chartered American Airlines plane took off Sunday night, hours after Francis celebrated Mass for hundreds of thousands of people in downtown Philadelphia.
He's just an amazing human being, and I just want to feel his holiness.
The Mass capped a day that included his speaking with jail inmates and sex abuse survivors. Bishop Christopher Coyne of Burlington, Vermont, says Francis showed how he wants the church to respond to such issues.
We encounter, we talk, and then we respond. He knew he was going to meet with these people who had suffered abuse at the hands of priests and at family members, and he wanted to speak first to them before he spoke to us.
President Obama speaks to the UN General Assembly this morning and later meets with Russian President Putin.
Relations have been icy since Russia's grab for chunks of Ukraine. The last time the two saw each other was at an Asian summit in Beijing last fall. But now the president wants Putin to explain his recent military buildup in Syria. So advisor Ben Rhodes says this meeting's not a concession.
Given both the situation in Ukraine and the situation in Syria, it would be irresponsible to not have a face-to-face encounter.
But first, Obama will speak to the General Assembly about the refugee crisis caused by Syria's civil war and seek to rally support for a world climate deal in Paris in December. Mark Smith with the President, New York.
It's a big blow for Royal Dutch Shell, which says it's ending exploration in Arctic waters off Alaska's coast following disappointing results from an exploratory well backed by billions in investments. Palestinians are clashing with Israeli riot police at Jerusalem's most sensitive holy site during a major Jewish holiday. It's known to Jews as Temple Mount, to Muslims as Noble Sanctuary. This is AP Radio News. Hillary Rodham Clinton has again defended her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State, comparing the multiple investigations to Republican-led probes into her husband's administration more than two decades ago.
What I have tried to do in explaining this is to provide more transparency and more information than anybody that I'm aware of who's ever served in the government.
On NBC's Meet the Press, the Democratic presidential candidate likened the inquiries into her correspondence to controversies like the Whitewater land deal that trailed her husband's campaign and much of his administration. Jordan Spieth capped off a dream season with a four-shot victory in the Tour Championship. He says the fans in Atlanta were great.
It was incredible. I mean, the walk-up 18 was nice in that moment. You know, after I hit the tee shot on 17, I knew it was over.
At 22, Spieth is the youngest player to capture the FedEx Cup and its $10 million bonus. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.